Track 22, Section 8. How can I protect myself from identity theft? Pages 105 and 106. How can I protect myself from fraud and medical identity theft? Medical identity theft is when someone steals or uses your personal information, like your name, social security number, or Medicare number, to submit fraudulent claims to Medicare and other health insurance companies without your permission. When you get healthcare services, record the dates on a calendar and save the receipts and statements you get from providers to check for mistakes. If you think there's an error or a provider bills you for services you didn't get, take these steps to find out what was billed. Check your Medicare Summary Notice, MSN, if you have Original Medicare to find out if the service is billed to Medicare. If you're in a Medicare health plan, check the statements you get from your plan. Log into or create your secure Medicare account at Medicare.gov to review your Medicare claims if you have Original Medicare. Your claims are generally available online within 24 hours after processing. You can also use Medicare's blue button, registered sign, to download your claims information. Go to page 109. You can also call 1-800-Medicare, 1-800-633-4227. TTY users can call 1-877-486-2048. If you know the healthcare provider or supplier, call and ask for an itemized statement. They should give this to you within 30 days. If you've contacted the provider and you suspect that Medicare is being charged for a service or supply that you didn't get, or you don't know the provider on the claim, call 1-800-Medicare. You can also call 1-800-Medicare if you believe your Medicare number has been used fraudulently. Only give personal information, like your Medicare number, to doctors, insurance companies, and their licensed agents or brokers, or plans acting on your behalf, or trusted people in the community who work with Medicare, like your State Health Insurance Assistance Program, SHIP. Don't share your Medicare number or other personal information with any unsolicited person who contacts you by phone, email, or in person. Medicare or your Medicare plan representative will only call you in limited situations. A Medicare plan can call you if you're already a member of the plan. The agent who helped you join can also call you. A customer service representative from 1-800-Medicare can call you if you've left a message, or a representative said that someone would call you back. If you filed a report of suspected fraud, you may get a call from someone representing Medicare to follow up on your investigation. For more information about Medicare fraud, visit Medicare.gov or contact your local Senior Medicare Patrol. Learn more about the Senior Medicare Patrol and find help in your state by going to smpresource.org or call 1-877-808-2468. Plans must follow marketing rules. Medicare plans and agents must follow certain rules when marketing their plans and getting your enrollment information. Plans don't need your personal information to provide a quote. Medicare plans can't sign you up for a plan over the phone unless you call them and ask to sign up, or you've given them permission to contact you. Important: call 1-800-Medicare to report any plans or agents that ask for your personal information over the phone or email. Call to enroll you in a plan. Visit you unexpectedly. Use false information to mislead you. You can also call the Medicare Drug Integrity Contractor, MEDIC, at 1-877-7-SAFE-RX, 1-877-772-3379. The MEDIC fights fraud, waste, and abuse in Medicare Advantage plans and Medicare drug plans. Investigating fraud takes time. Every tip counts. Medicare takes all reports of suspected fraud seriously. When you report fraud, you may not hear of an outcome right away. It takes time to investigate your report and build a case, but rest assured that your information is helping us protect Medicare. How the Medicare Beneficiary Ombudsman can help you. A Medicare Beneficiary Ombudsman helps you and your representatives with questions and complaints, and makes sure Medicare information is available to you. You can also provide feedback to the Ombudsman to help improve your experiences with Medicare. Visit medicare.gov to learn more.